Welcome to 2025 Talks, where we're following our democracy in historic times.
To all Jewish Americans across our great country, this president has your back, and he's not going to allow anyone to take part in violent acts of terrorism in our country.
Condemning an anti-Semitic terror attack in Colorado, White House Press Secretary Karoline Leavitt also blames the Biden administration for allowing it to happen. Suspect Mohammed Sabri Soleiman is an Egyptian national in the U.S. on an expired visa. He was shouting Free Palestine at a group of pro-Israeli protesters while using a makeshift flamethrower. This comes not long after two Israeli embassy staffers were killed outside a Jewish museum in Washington, D.C. The Anti-Defamation League says anti-Semitic incidents have more than doubled in the past year. Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser.
I believe strongly, and I have said often, it is not up to the Jewish community to say support us. It is up to all of us to denounce anti-Semitism in all forms.
Some feel the Trump administration's zealous approach to investigating anti-Semitism is leading to an increase in free speech crackdowns on college campuses. One recent report found nearly two-thirds of controversies about speech have resulted in students being punished, a dramatic increase. The federal government is also revoking the visas of international students engaging in pro-Palestinian activism. This comes as Israel just fired on Palestinians waiting for food and other aid at U.S.-backed emergency sites, killing more than 30. Clean energy advocates are sounding the alarm on President Donald Trump's Big Beautiful Bill. They say it would endanger clean energy investments in states like Colorado, which have seen more than $500 million in investment from the Inflation Reduction Act. Garrett Royer with Sierra Club in Colorado says those clean energy projects have created nearly 4,000 jobs, while fast-tracking oil and gas development would raise costs for working families.
The best way that we achieve global energy dominance, if that's truly what the goal of the Trump administration is, would be to invest in as many energy solutions as possible, rather than only advocating for the most expensive forms of energy.
Nonprofits in 16 states are suing the administration for freezing $5 billion in funds already allocated to build out electric vehicle charging stations. The White House wants to undo a Biden-era plan to put charging stations every 50 miles on major corridors across the country. According to the American Lung Association, a large-scale transition to EVs could save more than $1 trillion in health costs and avoid more than 100,000 deaths. The U.S. Department of Transportation is also freezing and reviewing millions in other grant dollars. Powell County, Montana was set to receive more than $6 million for its Parks to Passes project. That public-private collaboration aims to close gaps in a pedestrian and biking corridor spanning roughly 230 miles between Butte and the Idaho border. Kevin Mills with the Rails to Trails Conservancy says they want it as part of the Great American Rail Trail route, stretching from Washington, D.C. to Washington State.
It's really stalling an important connection in that nationwide trail. And then that puts at risk Montana's potential to tap into what we've calculated to be $16 million in new economic development.
I'm Edwin J. Vieira for Pacifica Network and Public News Service. Find our trust indicators at publicnewsservice.org.